everybody. Well, this is our Monday Creation Light Shift Healing Program, and this is the Healing Highway. The date today is September 26, 2016. So let's release some of the energies here from the date. So releasing those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll bring up the light beams, the males for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should be energized. So let's give a little more juice for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And tomorrow, if you add the numbers up, it's 3-9. So, yikes. So, anyway, you may want to go on your NATO barcode removal and clear those numbers. So, anyway, let's release a situation from you that you're dealing with. Could be anything. Think of it right now because it's just a program that you are running probably against your free will. Here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's good. If any aliens are out there and they want to get released, we'll do it on a different show. So, Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here, Ron. Thanks so much, and thanks, everybody, for joining us. We will be taking listener questions tonight during the show, and you can email them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can link to our fast chat feedback form via creationlightship.com, which is Ron's homepage, and it's also the space where you do all your healings that we'll talk about on the show tonight. And you can find the link to that at the top of the page while we're live on BBS Station 1 tonight. And if you had been on the call yesterday, it was the last of the series of three calls that Ron does every month for us, and they are 8-hour healing intensive calls. And maybe you have a testimonial or an experience you'd like to share. I know Ron was giving us some pretty new information last night about grid lines and ley lines and how we're corded to the earth and to each other and how we can release these cords as well as how they affect us here on this planet in our current lifetime. So hopefully we're all in the moment and we're all heart-centered. And we have the picture of the wonderful light being up, which I should mention if you're brand new just joining us. You can find that on creationlightship.com. It's on the right side of the page under our radio show icons. Either one of those will bring you the peace energy for the next hour. So we do have quite a few questions as well as some testimonials. And also somebody sent us an enslaved alien video that Ron created, and it releases enslaved aliens when you play it. So if you'd like that, to try that out, take it for a test drive, maybe just email us. And I think it's the same as the one that's already on there, but there's some additional music in the background. So if you'd like to have the link to that, just email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send that over to you. So thanks so much. One of our listening audience members created that. So let's maybe have people try it and see how they like it and if it works for them. So the first testimonial we have, Ron, regarding the call yesterday, somebody wrote in and said, Ron, thank you for the 8-hour intensive yesterday and a removal of the grid lines on my body. It was rough at times, but the results are pretty astounding. I feel freedom, a disconnection throughout my body to any type of cording, and liberated as if I were let out of prison. Even better, Results are still going on around my body, of which the skin misting water is helping me to get through the day. Thank you again for this special healing.
Very good. Yeah, so the grid lines are what the aliens put in place, and they more than likely do go over the ley lines that the Earth puts out. So you could look at it as the chakra system of the Earth, maybe, you know, but anyway, I don't get into that New Age stuff too much. But basically, it's how they connect to you. So what I described yesterday is that if you looked really maybe 20 feet away from maybe an anthill or something, or ants crossing over, making a bridge, you know how ants kind of connect together? You probably have seen that. But all you see is like this mass of something. And then as you start zooming in on it, you start to see the individual ants hanging on to each other's legs and arms, we'll call them, okay? Well, that's what the grid line clearing is sort of like. So another way of putting this, the aliens put Velcro all over your whole body. And that's attached to your skeleton, to your bones. And so everybody around you, you get stuck together and corded, connected to, and that gets connected, and you make up the grid line. Your body is the grid line. Your skeleton is the grid line. And so that's why you never want to ground to the earth, because you're going to be probably killing your spirit, at least damaging it, because it'll get suffocated. And also, it can damage your body, because you're running alien energies into it by doing that. So the call yesterday that I did was to release people from the grid line. And it was probably the roughest call that I've had so far doing, energetic work. And today hasn't been too delightful, but aside from that, that's what the clearing's doing. So if you want to experience that, I'm not planning to do another one of these right now. I don't know if I ever do one yet. So, but you could go on and do the Earth grid line clearing and run that, probably 500 times and get the unlimited version and just keep running it. And you might help your body out quite a bit. So it takes you off of the alien tracking, say, devices that are there. Disconnects you probably from a lot of your soul family members. So whatever your body's hooked up to is why you probably having a difficult time and why you cannot physically maybe relocate or move out of a certain area. But that's how they trap you here. The grid line is how they trap you. Another way of talking about this here, we talk about the jellyfish with their tentacles and coming down your body, and those little stingers connect to each one of your cell memory cells. So all of a sudden your cells are now contaminated and poisoned. And that's what they're doing, is they're hooking you up to this grid line system that they put in place. So hopefully that makes sense to you. And the ones that were on the call yesterday got a really nice treat because we went full speed ahead with that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and Ron, that's true. The things that we talk about here a lot are the three different types of lines, grid lines, ley lines, and timelines. And those are all forms of entrapment and enslavement. So it's funny because I guess we've been hearing this, you have to connect to the earth and you have to ground. And if you've done any type of alternative spiritual practice, or you've done any type of yoga or meditation, all of these cultures, many different cultures, emphasize the importance of this. As well as grounding and staying grounded and, all of these things. But actually, you're probably hurting yourself by doing that, because you are running these energies not only from the planet that's under attack from the aliens, but also all of the other people that you're corded to with the ley lines there. So, and then you've got timelines, which are all these holographic realities that we're functioning in, so it becomes very difficult to live in the moment. So that's what all of these calls and all of these healings and clearings that Ron offers release us from. So it was great, and there's a bunch of testimonies that are coming in, and someone else said that I feel like I live on a new slash different planet today. Yesterday's releases were extraordinary. Thanks, Ron, for changing and improving our reality. And someone else wrote and said, from yesterday's healings on the light ship, I feel like I am walking on sunshine. Very freeing and life-enhancing feeling. Was very energized yesterday, able to get things done on fast forward. I like that. So I think that's a song, Walking on Sunshine. So that's great that people are feeling this, despite it being a very heavy call, Ron. I think you have really given a lot of people some great release and relief.
Yeah. So, what do we have that came in the inbox there? If anybody else wants to talk about what happened, how they're feeling, you know, it was not a cakewalk, believe me.
Somebody wrote in, today has been rough. What is going on?
Yep, that's what's going on.
Yep, exactly.
So, I've been working with these energies for quite a while, you know, doing this, maybe the last 2 weeks, so that's why I did it for a special call that we had.
Yeah, and somebody else was asking regarding the grid line, Ron, if the natal barcode clearing will help clear the grid line. I know you said to have the clearing. The psychic billboard would also be good, too, to do, perhaps. Will that help? Psychic billboard or natal barcode, will those help with the grid lines?
I would first say no, okay? So I'd say, you know, 95% no. Those won't help you. Will they aid if you did the grid line clearing? Yeah, that they could augment it a little bit. Remember, you're already stuck in this place, okay? You are stuck with everybody else around you. You're suffocated with all these people. And you're controlled by the aliens as they, you know, you're making the net up. You're making up the World Wide Web of darkness, and you're part of that. Is the natal barcode going to release you from that? A little bit, maybe, but typically not. You're not taking the bull by the horns. You got to find out what clearing is going to do it, and that's why I put the grid line one up. And so that clearing is what you want to do. So if you're asking me what to do to help yourself out and get the grid line clearing, and you know, you want to get the unlimited because you want to run that probably 500 times or more. You know, you'd have to be equaling what I actually did on the call yesterday, and I would say 500 times running for maybe I'd say probably 500 hours to 1,000 hours of computer time could help you out. Okay. So back to you.
Yeah, wow. It just goes to show you how deeply entrenched we are in those grid lines. So if anybody has any other testimonials, if they were on the call yesterday, please let us know. If you have any questions about anything that we're talking about, please email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or via the fast chat at creationlightship.com. The link is at the top of the page. So somebody else was asking, Ron, going off to a different topic here, they have been listening to your shows of 2014 and a money magnet workshop was mentioned. Is there an archive available to listen to that workshop? And I'm not sure about that, but maybe somebody out in the listening audience knows. Or I was also thinking, I don't know, that may be on YouTube.
I just don't know. I have a lot that I haven't put up.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time. You know, we normally videotape, you know, almost all of them.
Yeah.
And I don't have the time to even look at them. So I don't have the time to put them up. Mr. Oxygen did a great job putting up ones that he recorded for me. So that was great.
There is a lot, and there are also a lot of links on the website, and maybe the YouTube might be a place to start. I know I'm going back a couple of years now, so I don't have that information in front of me at this very moment, but if you do check out the YouTube channel, or if anybody else has any info on that, please let us know, because a lot of our listeners do know a lot about the clearings, and they do know a lot about the archives. So maybe we can get some info on that and get back to you. Okay, so somebody else is confirming your reference to magnetics on today's call. And they wrote in, the careful use and manipulation of this secret, esoteric, and ancient knowledge has everything to do with the tandem Earth grids, or the ley lines that skirt the surface of the planet. And the duplicate grid of ley lines, it is approximately 60 miles high above the planet, all of which are highly magnetic and are symbiotically functional frequency regulators that greatly depend upon the transmitted or transmuted energies of human beings to create visual holographic representations of reality. So somebody is confirming the existence of these magnetic grids.
Good. Good. Yeah, I was told, can't confirm this, but I was told that years ago, I would say probably around the early 2000s, in Phoenix, Arizona, they had something where they had like a ship show up. I think it's one of those boomerang ships or something. Maybe it's Lights Over Phoenix or something like that. Somebody might know about it, but that was actually a an experiment. I can't say who did this, but it was an experiment to see if they could put in a hologram so people could see something like this here. So you might want to maybe look at that and see how it looks from you know, from the ground, if people took pictures of it. It's sort of like watching one of those sci-fi movies where this spaceship is kind of up there. You can really tell what they did for sensationalism is they will put different colored lights a lot of times on these blind saucers, if you want to call them that, or whatever it is. And so that way, you know, if you just stop playing light, like windows with bright light out of it, like you had a light bulb behind it, it probably wouldn't, you know, do anything to you. But if you see blinking colored lights, then that will really attract your attention. So that was one of the experiments for validation that they could actually transmit frequencies from the beyond, though, we'll say, to a location, probably triangulating it to form a physical representation of something. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, but it does sound like something would happen.
I'm okay. My throat's kind of... Listen, I like me talking about it.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of coughing, too. Maybe we should do a clearing for everybody, Ron. We'll give you a second there to
If we can continue, I'll do it without saying anything.
Okay. So somebody else wrote regarding, I think, the call yesterday about clearing the jellyfish energy. Somebody said, congratulations, Ron, to finding out the secret of the ley line. Thank you for clearing the jellyfish from me yesterday. I am wonderful after that. I found that ley lines connect to churches, and churches are next to graves in England and Ireland. In Poland, the ley line connects to Nazi labor camps or children's camps. You are right. The ley line is built upon top of dead bodies. Yep, that sounds about right.
Very good.
Oh, and here's another testimonial from someone who said, I overcame depression. I did the sensory and empathic body clearing. I reunited from being divided within myself and gave up people who enforce negativity against another. I don't make up excuses for them. I give them up to take myself back again. So that's great. Somebody was experiencing depression, and it seems like the sensory and empathic body clearing really helped them out. That's wonderful.
Yeah, very good.
So, Ron, we're getting a lot of emails about Sunday's call, and somebody else wrote in and said it was a very powerful clearing yesterday and sometimes frustrating. I felt at times very heavy and other times very relaxed and peaceful. Today I felt like I had recharged my battery and was able to do so much while my inner battery just kept going. Thank you, Ron, for this healing. Thank you so much, Ron, for this healing.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, I was here for people, in case you're wondering what it's like, and you're listening, we were on the 8-hour conference call yesterday, and you're hearing us talk about this here, and so what we'll do, I'll just do a sample for you, so you can know what to do on the grid line clearing. So, you just kind of visualize or picture yourself as you look at yourself with Velcro, maybe Velcro little rings all around your body, everywhere. So when you look at yourself, you're one big piece of Velcro. And then notice that you're sitting down, so naturally, more than likely you are. So your Velcro, where you're sitting, is attached to somebody else's Velcro that you can't see. And it's all energetic. But this is actually the tentacles of the jellyfish. But we'll just talk about Velcro. Boy, they must not like me for this. Hang on.
Yeah, Ron, it's so funny because I had the exact opposite experience yesterday. I was on the call yesterday, and I didn't have a hard time with it at all, but today I feel like maybe my body's catching up to that because all the things that you experienced and everyone else is saying they experienced yesterday, I kind of got hit with today. So maybe there was a bit of a lag time there because I really was like, wow, I'm not feeling any of this heaviness or any of these other things that everybody else is talking about. So maybe it's finally catching up to me today.
Yeah, it could be. So what I'm going to do is work with your right hand.
Okay.
The palm of your hand only. Not the top, not the fingers, the palm of your hand. And I'm going to take away that Velcro, and it'll be taken away for about 2 minutes. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10 and see if your palm of your hand feels different. It should feel like it's separated from your body. This is just the palm of your hand, and it's separated from everything else. It's like floating there in space. Everything else is going to be heavy. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have to do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay. Now let's see how your palm of your hand feels. And you should feel it like it doesn't even belong to you. Okay? Like it's floating in space because nothing's attached to it. So you have 2 minutes to sample this here. So back to you.
Wow, that really is amazing. I wonder if anybody else out there is feeling this. If so, let us know. CLSQuestions@Yahoo or Fast Chat. So someone wrote in, Ron, and they said that there is information on the Money Workshop. It's on YouTube, and if you YouTube 2014 Conscious Life Expo on the Ron Amitron YouTube channel, he did a lot of expos that year, and I think they were maybe one or two of them was where he was mentioning that money magnet. somebody else was asking, Ron, if the Earth was in alignment. I know we usually check that on the shows. And I don't know, are we still checking that?
Boy. At this second, I can't tell, okay?
Okay.
There's so much on with what happened, what I was clearing yesterday, and then, you know, like 2 weeks before. I just can't tell right now if it's in alignment or not.
Okay, no problem. So moving on, the next question is, Dear Ron, do we need to purchase the clearing separately for our pets? Or can we use their name in the whole life clearings and barcode removals we purchased for ourselves? My dog has several health problems, and I would like to help her. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you purchase on the whole lifetime ones, you can also do that free for your pets and animals. Yeah, no problem.
Great.
And you can also just purchase it for your dog or cat. You know, maybe you're listening, you go, man, I can't afford, you know, $100 or something, but my cat, Bill, yeah, just, how old is your cat? It's, you know, maybe your cat's 3 years old. It costs $15. So go out there and do a whole life on your pet or animal, you know, with that. It's $5 times the animal's age. But if you did it for yourself, then it's free for your pets and animals. So back to you.
Okay, great. That's why it's so great to do the clearings when you're young, like when you're just born, because it's only $5, and then you have your whole life emotional clearing done. So the longer you wait, the more stuff you accumulate, and the harder it is to clear it off. That's why the price increases. So that whole lifetime emotional clearing that Ron just mentioned is the first clearing that you would do before doing any of the other clearings on the website. And that is also comes with an unlimited option, which I believe you could also use for your pets if you choose to clear them.
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing, if you're, you know, you're, you know, your cat is sick, we'll say, and then do the whole lifetime. You know, may not fix the cat. You know, so then you want to go in because you got rid of maybe what caused the problem. But the problem is still there, so you want to go in now and do the unlimited version and do that for the illness. If you don't put in an illness or anything else on the whole lifetime clearing when you first get it, you just clear yourself out. And then you get the unlimited as you have specific incidences popping up or problems popping up in your life or your animal's life, and then you get the unlimited to do that for, you know, that continuously if you want. Well, that's what you do. That's how it works. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really indispensable as far as the clearings go, and especially if you are out and about working with people or you have family members that are difficult, or maybe you have other friends or family that kind of try to push your buttons. It's important to get in there and clear that and not get corded to other people's stuff. So somebody else wrote in, and it sounds like they had a similar experience, Ron, about the 8-hour call yesterday. They said they made it through the call yesterday without any problems. Today is another story. Both my husband and myself are moving very slowly, low energy, and tired. So it seems like people've had kind of a mixed response to this.
Yeah, I'm feeling slow today.
Yeah, same. So it's kind of a kind of like a whopper call yesterday that we were all on, and a lot of people are also writing in and saying that they are feeling depressed, not sleeping well, and kind of are low energy. So they're wondering if we have any suggestions on how best to clear this, and they're thinking that school might have something to do with it, and they're wondering if they should quit school. Somebody did mention that the sensory and empathic body clearing helped them with depression. I don't know if that would pertain to this.
What it's like a billboard, and there are people courting you. So it sounds like a person is going to school, mm-hmm. and they were at peace, and now they have all this people around, and the people are courting them, and their energy is being taken away because they're going to school.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to, are you doing your life force energy, you know, maybe every hour when you're at school? Are you doing the mind to heart drop? You know, what tools are you using from the website? So that's the whole thing, you know. You're probably, maybe you're being slimed by people, and maybe you weren't courted by people until school started. That's what people do. That's life on earth here. So that's why you want to, you know, get yourself cleaned out so you don't get courted. If you're having depression, then, you know, have you done your whole lifetime, you know, depression clearing? You know, the question is in the answer. So if you're having depression, then do that clearing. But you first need to do the emotional clearing. So anyway, that's the whole thing. People do this to people.
Yeah. They also mentioned feeling courted to some numbers and symbols on some mathematics papers. And I guess it was like pre-algebra. So they were feeling kind of like, I don't know, that these symbols were evil?
Well, what I would do, if you haven't did your sensory body clearing, it sounds like you're being overwhelmed. I think we have a... extreme anxiety clearing, an overwhelmed clearing, I believe, and a sensory body clearing.
Yeah, we do.
So you may want to do those clearings. It just sounds like maybe you were doing good during the summer, maybe you're a recluse, and now you had to jump back into society. And so, you know, the clearings could help you. So back to you. Maybe we could switch gears here and see what else is coming through here.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of requests for the new Enslaved Aliens videos, so just write to us and let us know if you want that. We can send it out to you. And, Ron, I just wanted to mention we do have a whole lifetime overwhelmed clearing. So if that would be helping the situation with school, that might be something to try. Okay, somebody else is asking, can we timeline crash the Earth's dome firmament, or is it natural? I'm not sure what that is.
I wouldn't tie it to any words like that, because it could tie you up into courting something that really isn't there. It could be there, may not be there, I don't know. You know? Just stick with stuff that you know about, and even though people do put out stuff on different websites about what's out there, you know, is it really out there? You don't want to get into something that doesn't exist, but somebody's saying it does, and then you're courted to it because it's an energy that they're hooking you into. So I would not do that.
Yeah, you're creating that. You don't want to go looking for it.
Yep. Curiosity. Anyway, you know what curiosity does?
Curiosity brings the aliens to your doorstep.
That's good. Perfect. Yep.
So you don't want that. No. Okay, so the next question is, someone's asking if the lines are from the planets to us, how do people connect to them?
How do you... Somebody's asking how you want to connect to hell, okay? So you just figure out that you want to connect to hell. You want to connect to grid lines, ley lines, sacred places, high energy points, and put your energy there, and then you're on the highway to hell. So that's how you do that.
Isn't that a song, Highway to Hell?
EDC, yep, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, but there are also, I mean, I don't know what this person is really asking, but I think that we also have clearings that do disconnect us from the planets, which is
something... Yeah, everything that we have is disconnecting, but
Yeah.
If you're choosing that, then meditate. Do everything that the New Agers to bring yourself into spiritual alignment, to get more spirit energy, to connect to your higher self and your middle self and your bottom self and your God presence and the mass mind consciousness and the different alien command energies, you know, Ashtar Command or whatever's out there, you know, there's many of those things. Galactic Federation, do all that stuff, and you will be hooked up, which is why you're still here. So back to you.
Yeah, and one of the things that we didn't really mention were all of these clearings that Ron offers to take us off of these current lifetime planetary connections. So there's
And also, definitely do, if you want to get hooked up, definitely pray to some energy outside of yourself, and definitely do your mantras. So that's what you need to do to get hooked up.
Yeah.
And then after that, you probably won't hear our show much longer because the aliens won't want you to listen. So they will somehow distract you and take you away from listening to what we're talking about because they already found you, they hooked you up, and they don't want you to leave the flock. So back to you.
That's true. They really don't. And I know we talk about this during the expos. And one of the phrases that I always remember is turning people into sheeple. So if you want to be a sheep, just keep doing that. But the thing is, I think people are not really sure what to make of it at first, and then they start listening to the radio shows, or maybe they get on the calls, and then suddenly you realize, oh, wow, I don't want to do all that stuff anymore because I am getting clear and I am really seeing what's going on here. So the one thing I did want to talk about was Ron will be in New York City upcoming in October, October 21st weekend, and it is at the Hotel Pennsylvania, is it now this year, Ron, at the New Life Expo?
Yep, that's it, across from Penn Station.
Yeah, it keeps changing. But yeah, it is October 21st through the 23rd, and it's at Hotel Pennsylvania. Ron will be there, and hopefully you can go and experience the light chamber as well as the free sample healings. If you've never been, it's a wonderful place to sort of experience that and also do a lot of those workshops and panel discussions that Ron talks about on the YouTube channel. So you can be there in person, hopefully, if you're on the East Coast and make it to that. And it's always great, and people generally have a wonderful time and really feel the energy of the light beings and go into the light chamber and really get cleared. Somebody else commented that the mind energy is so strong, and it is, but the mind-to-heart drop is a very simple and effective solution to disconnect from the mind energy. If you don't know what that is, you can listen to it at the audio sample part of creationlightship.com. It's right next to the five-day sample healings in the drop-down menu, and there's also other samples there that Ron does. How to increase your life force energy. We did mention that earlier on the show, and how to be in the present moment. And those are all effective, simple things you can do as many times as you need to every day. So in addition to the expos and the audio samples, Ron also offers weekly calls every day except for today where we have our radio show. So there's many ways you can connect to the light ship and many ways you can get the healings. You can also do the free healings, which are full strength healings. And I'm actually running one of those myself right now. And people do use them with a great amount of success. Also, courting releases tomorrow, and that is only $20, and you don't need any prerequisites for that. You can find out more about that at creationlightship.com under special weekly clearings. Just sign up for it. You will be happy you did. So this is the person who is asking about the planets, and they're saying, I was misunderstood. What do we release from the planets?
Planets. Well, I don't know how to answer that, only because we have a planet clearing, planet vortex, star type of clearing. As far as what to release, if you're talking about yourself getting released from the grid line, that's the grid line clearing. So it's a little out of context, I think. I don't know. So maybe I just don't know how to answer that. So what you want to concentrate on is the grid lines. You want to do the grid line clearings, get the unlimited, and do lots of hours on that to make yourself feel better. Well, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Okay, so hopefully that helps. Someone else said that they feel so energized after the call yesterday. Despite the extreme heat, they feel lighter.
Right.
And, I was wondering if anybody had any reactions to the sample you did with our hands, removing that Velcro from our right hand, the palm of our hand. Did anybody feel that? How did your hand feel? If you'd like to send us in a little testimonial, you may do so. You can also run the enslaved alien clearing on your phone. I know a lot of our listeners do that. If you have a smartphone or a tablet and you go and work somewhere, you know, your mobile office or whatever, and you're in a coffee shop or in a store, it's a good idea to run that. And we always get a lot of really interesting comments about that. And I don't think we've had anybody do that in a while. So I know I do it a couple of times. Like if I have to go to, say, like a hospital or a veterinary clinic or someplace where there's a lot of people, a lot of, weird energies, I often do the help enslaved aliens clearing when I'm there. And somebody else said that the healings were great on the phones and they use them every day. So that's great. Thank you so much for doing that. And it also helps out pretty much everybody else around you because they start, getting those enslaved aliens out of there. And it's funny, every time I listen to that, I have a new level of understanding of what's actually going on there. They don't really want to be here either. They're just kind of somebody is above them and controlling them. So they want to leave as probably much as we do sometimes.
Yeah, what's kind of happening now, and it's not really stated, it's all just state that's here. You know, as you do more and more clearing, you realize that people are your problems, basically, because they're trying to cord you and connect with you and slime you. So that's probably a consensus of most people listening here. So actually, you end up start not liking people. I don't know, that may not be politically correct, but get out of my life, because they are harming you. Anyway, it's another way of looking at it. Very obvious to me, as you look at the clearings, what they're there to do for you and to help you, and it's all dealing with getting yourself released from other people on this planet so you can live your life in peace. Well, back to you.
Yeah, I already didn't like them. So this just confirms all of my suspicions. But yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of crap out there about how we're all supposed to love each other, and it's just kind of ridiculous because nobody nobody wants what's best for you. Everyone just kind of wants to drag you down. So you really have to take this into your own hands and be self-empowered about it and really fight for your freedom and independence. It's not like it's just going to be handed to you or that anyone's going to sort of hold your hand while you go through this journey. It really is about self-empowerment, self-preservation, and saving yourself and preparing yourself for ascension. There really isn't a whole lot anybody else can do for you.
I like what I mentioned about how to get hooked up, you know, earlier. You know, it's all under the main heading with big letters, oneness. So that's what you don't want to do. And also underneath that would be the word love. So back to you.
Unfortunately, it's all kind of topsy-turvy here in this world. So we do have to protect ourselves. And the clearings will, I think, more than protect you, they will help you to understand what's going on so you can protect yourself and not put yourself in situations where you are getting courted and you're in danger, but you can sort of use this to feel self-empowered and centered and peaceful, so that you're not dealing with all this stuff that other people want to give you. So they just want to give you all this wonderful stuff.
I think I'll do your other hand, the other palm of your hand here.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
So as you look at your other hand, you're going to see all this. If you can see, you see all this fuzziness on it and all these alien tentacles coming out and the worms crawling and the jellyfish tentacles trying to attach to other people. On the other hand, your right hand is perfectly fine. It's like nothing's there. So here we go. Let's do your left hand. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There. So now your two hands should feel pretty much the same. Remember, just don't shake hands with somebody. So back to you.
Yeah, you. Thanks, Ron. Somebody was saying they had actually were wondering if you could do the left hand because their right palm was feeling warm and the left hand was cold. So could you please do the left out hand? So thanks so much for doing that. And my hands are feeling really great. It's like something you didn't even know was there, but then it's gone. And you have a lot more freedom, which is kind of how I feel about, you know, after doing all of the clearings and healings. It's like you didn't even know that was there, but then it's gone, and you notice like a space, or maybe you're moving better, maybe you're breathing better, maybe you have more oxygen, maybe your skin feels better. All of these things that you didn't really pay attention to before, you can now because you're getting all this stuff cleared off of you and becoming more real. Ron makes us real on usually all of the intensives, and sometimes during the week on all the calls, he will make us real. He also does this at the expos. It's really incredible to watch in front of a live audience. So hopefully you can make it to that New York City Expo and see that for yourself in person. Okay, so Ron, are there any other healing samples that you would like to do for the show? I just realized we're getting kind of close to the end here.
Well, you could do your life force energy yourself. You know, I now increase my life force energy. See that out loud maybe 50 times. It's one of the tools that you can do. You can whisper it too. Can't think it. Well, you could think it, but it's not going to work. You're going down the rat hole and the aliens got you. Remember, anything that you say out loud is going to be used for source energy, typically, as you're bringing forth energies inside of your body to have your spirit get awakened to help you. That's what you're doing, is awakening your spirit. Mind a heart drop is very good. We've almost in every program that we have here. As far as a sample clearing, I don't know.
Well, somebody said that they are thanking you for the clearing sample of grid lines from the hand. They felt like some kind of crystal was released from the palm of their hand, and their hand is feeling much lighter. Thank you.
Everybody, you know, could respond differently, but you are going to have typically a real positive outlook on it and feel better. Sometimes it could get worse, and then it gets better. It just depends how much you're ingrained and attached to the alien agenda and who's, you know, projecting thoughts on you. Hello. I was looking at, in a sense, the magnetic energy, but I haven't had a lot of input on that yet to just see if, you know, if the body is controlled magnetically by the alien. So I'm sort of looking at that a little bit, not a whole lot. And I was wondering, just a question out here for people. Since we have four seasons, do we really need four seasons? I know when I lived in Southern California, it's always sunny. It was great. And you get rain once in a while. Not that, it's, you know, you need to have rain naturally, but, you know, at least there you don't have a lot of disruptions, although I heard now it's pretty hot there. But you move other places and you have the four seasons. So I'm just wondering, and is the four seasons good? You know, to me, if it's, spells out, you know, 5 feet, that isn't too good, you know, and who's it benefiting, you know? So I'm just wondering if possibly, since we don't have, if they happen to have four suns initially, maybe we have three other suns that they took out, and it was giving even climate for the whole planet, okay? So it's just something for you to think about. You know, naturally, it would be bright all the time, you know, need to pull your shades so you go to sleep, maybe. But I'll throw that out to see where, because some places have awful weather patterns. But and then what would happen to all the ice that started to melt? That wouldn't be good either. But I'm just looking at, you know, if that's a normal occurrence, you know. Anyway, we'll just see what somebody.
That's a good question, Ron. And I just got a good email from somebody that said regarding the word love. That they wrote, I was receiving emails from a friend's business. I didn't want to hurt her feelings and unsubscribed. Then I noticed she began signing each one with sending you lots of love. Ew. As you said on Monday, love is not good. Just courting, connecting, cursing, and control. Unsubscribed finally.
Right. Then you may not want to read it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So remember, you have to engage, okay? And so somebody sending you something can still affect you, definitely. But when you read it, now you're engaged with it. So it's like a handshake. So I don't know what to say. You know, maybe just, you know, if you get an email, don't scroll down to the bottom to see what they're saying there. Just read the text. And hopefully, you know, you won't see the bottom part of it. And then delete it. But if they're putting that in there, whether they're thinking about it or not, you know, then they're still doing a psychic attack on you. You probably want to get into the energy, maybe of the psychic billboard, maybe. I don't know. That could help you. You know, dark side practitioner. So all of these things might be, you know, needed. So back to you. It's like our show is about over. So let's do the mind of heart drop. Anything else we could do, Elizabeth, for a minute, then I'll do the mind of heart drop?
No, I wanted to thank you so much, Ron, for an excellent show. Thank the listeners for joining us and for everybody who sent in their questions and testimonies. Thanks so much for joining us on the call yesterday, and hopefully we will see you tomorrow on the courting removal special and back here on BBS Radio Station 1 Wednesday 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, I think. So back to you, Ron.
Hey, mind your heart drop, everybody. You have to do this out loud, naturally, to awaken your spirit, because it's probably sleeping because you're not communicating with it. So here we go. He said, I'll command my spirit. He'll say that. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. If you're sensitive, you're going to feel these thoughts move down your neck to your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Wonderful. Okay, we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, ladies, behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. And have a wonderful week. Bye, everyone.